T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the pressure is intensely on our governor, Henry McMaster. Started with a state newspaper that's out of Columbia editorial. We must shut down the economy and stay at home. The pressure by the left and the media, but then I repeat myself, that is
with certain exceptions.
Well, oh yeah, you. The pressure, yeah, I forget about that. Yeah, all right, everybody but you. The left and the media are putting a tremendous amount of pressure on our governor, Henry McMaster, to shut down and, quite frankly, wreck South Carolina's economy, or what's left of it at this point. And we need to let the governor know that this is not where we want to go before he tells us where we can go. So I've put up on my Facebook page a link to his Facebook page, and the latest article about this one's coming from the Greenville News, and they're trying to make it look like he's a mental defective for not wanting to shut the economy down. And the media coverage of this is absolutely exasperatingly, because there has been a virtual blockout of any stories on economic consequences and yeah, what's going on in industries around the state. I know right now that I know for a fact, because the business my husband is in, the real estate industry is absolutely devastated right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking worse flow of transactions than I know we saw going into the Great Recession. I know what that time was like. I remember it in exquisite detail, because I'm a big part of my husband's business, and I share all his decisions. And I mean, I've already had one sleepless night this week. I have never seen anything like this. And I'm afraid, because the only coverage out there is of what doctors are saying, that Henry McMaster and public officials are completely isolated by this. They are government employees. McMaster is. I doubt he does his own grocery shopping. I mean, I wouldn't if I were governor. I mean, I wouldn't. I had too many other important things. I don't understand. I'm not bashing him. Don't misunderstand. Yeah. I would have too many other important things to do. I think there's a sort of social isolation here that, you know, and if you're in the media, you know that industry's been tough for a long time, but you don't know what business is like right now. And I'm here to tell you, we are looking at a situation right now that is worse than the Great Recession if it continues to go. And yet we have had no public debate of that of any kind in our state or in our nation. It's been, we have to listen to the doctors. I don't know who wrote those rules, but doctors are not economists. Well, doctors know best. Yeah, so do economists. Doctors are not economists. Yeah. And I mean, Trump was warning overnight about suicides. We are going to have suicides. We're going to have a rash of suicides. We're going to have all kinds of problems. And he's not wrong about that. It's not just suicides. It's just the wreckage of businesses. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I have literally watched this week lives wrecked in my husband's industry. Single mom on the phone crying because her accounts are all gone.
Yeah.
And they were fined 3 weeks ago. So, I mean, I see what this is doing, and there is no acknowledgement of that reality. There is no discussion of it. We have got to have a debate as a society about what cost we're willing to pay economically. Maybe we are willing to go back to the Great Depression with 30% unemployment. That's not a scare tactic for me. That came directly this week from the Federal Reserve Bank.
Well, this always happens with progressive liberal policies. And any time that you are in opposition to whatever the progressive liberal policy is, you are attacked personally, that you are heartless, you are only concerned about money, you're only concerned about your own benefit. But liberal progressive policies, and quite honestly, I will put this thing about shutting down the economy and not letting anybody do anything at any time until all this passes over, there are consequences to that. And this is one thing I always gripe about. Liberals are never held responsible for the consequences of of their actions and of their policies. Listen, I understand there are consequences to everything. There are consequences to every ordinance that's passed. There are consequences to things that aren't done. If we simply do nothing, there are consequences. But at a certain level, you've got to make tough choices. And I'm still leaning toward what the president is talking about. At some point, very soon, we're going to have to allow certain people who are willing to risk their health, if necessary, to go out and go back to work. And we need to continue the same cleaning protocols. We need to self-isolate if we're sick. We need to not go to the nursing homes. We need to not go to the hospitals. My wife yesterday had to take her mother in for an EKG or some type of the heart thing, because she's got a little issue with her heart. And my wife was not allowed to go in. They actually met them at the door. The medical personnel had their suit on, the face shield and everything, and that was it. She went in for the procedure alone. My wife couldn't even go in with her. That's had to sit out in the parking lot, you know. So we need to be still having those types of protections, but people have got to get back to work at some point, and this is going to have to be soon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have to. Because
we don't have the resources to pay the rest of the country to not work for much longer. And these... Listen, this $1,200 check, that ain't going to get you very far. I don't care who you are.
Close.
I don't care who you are. Even if you've got everything paid off, that's not going to last very long.
No, it's not. And I mean, I'm here to tell you that I don't know a lot of industries. I'm not an economics expert, but I know radio and I know real estate and I know it really, really well. And I am here to tell you, if this continues much longer, what the real estate industry looked like when we went into the Great Recession will be good times. That's where we are right now. People have stopped selling houses. Yeah. They've stopped buying houses because they don't know if they have jobs. I mean, I personally know realtors who got call who over the last 2 weeks had hit. You know, I mean, these are realtors who make a living from doing what they do. There's a lot of realtors who do it on the side, but these are serious, hardcore business people. And they had closings through May. This is the season where if you are in real estate, you need to make a lot of your year's income.
Yeah.
And a lot of people make money in real estate. That's what they do, or they do marketing for it. They do sales. They are in the legal field. There's a ton of people, and they are literally getting phone call after phone call after phone call, people pulling their houses off the market. They are afraid they're not going to be able to pay the mortgage on a new house or a new condo because they don't know if they're going to have a job. Yeah. I'm going to wait and see if I'm going to have a job. Well, what's it going to take to convince them they have a job? He's got to reopen this economy. We have never before, ever, as a country or as a society worldwide, ever told people to stay inside like this. Fauci, if you want to look at what he did under Obama, he didn't want to wreck Obama's economy. And so he very casually during swine flu, you know, this is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's on TV all the time. There's audio of it. Said, listen, the people who were supposed to stay in were those most at risk. Those with low immune systems, everybody else go about their business. That has always been the way this is handled. This is completely counterlogical for the entire country and world to stay home. It makes no sense. We do not have a death rate approaching anything like the flu yet worldwide. We don't have a death toll, I should say, approaching anything like the flu. Much hysteria was made last night. They did it again. They did it on Fox News. We hit 1,000 dead. Well, I hate to see that in America. And there was one mainstream media outlet, and I didn't get the audio from it, but talking head saying, oh, my God, you know, this is worse than 9/11.
No, it's not.
It's worse than 9/11 in terms of death toll in the country. It's not. It's not worse than the planes hitting the buildings. But, I mean, come on, we have had 23,000 die of the flu this season. You didn't care then. You did not care then. And you are a hypocrite now. Tell the public how many die seasonally in the flu. Tell the public that in 2017 and 2018, 61,000 Americans died of the flu and y'all didn't give a darn. You didn't care. You couldn't be bothered to tell people to be careful around their elderly loved ones. You couldn't be bothered to advocate for shutting down our economy. The media couldn't be bothered. Nobody was bothered with it. Why do you care now? It's an election year. We know the deal. We know the jig. This is what it is. And again, the media is not talking death rates anymore, Lee, because that talking point fell apart. All their previous talking points won. By the way, I predicted this yesterday, and I'm right already. I said that as soon as the Trump press conferences began to feature death rates that contradict the media's, they would be dropped. And I said that CNN and MSNBC had dropped the Trump press conferences. By the way, after demanding he inform the public, that's why he started doing that. Now CBS, NBC, and ABC have followed suit. They cannot have you hearing the real numbers. They'd rather just tell you every day the case numbers are going up without explaining that that's because we are testing. So you got to tell Henry McMaster, no, we are not going to destroy the economy. We are not going to have the Great Depression again. We do not need to do that. We don't. It's not necessary or justified, because I'm telling you what, if you don't put counter pressure on him, he's going to give in to them. He's moving in that direction. And what is that going to look like? Well, right now, for the moment, you still have the right to go to church. That's on the table, folks. That's up for discussion.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And just in time for the election, of course. I have a feeling about this, folks. They're going to bring this back for the election. They are. It's too good to do just once. Dr. Anthony Fauci warning overnight that, oh, yeah, it's probably back in fall, coronavirus. What are we calling it now? COVID-19? Got to be politically correct. Anthony Fauci warning, hey, listen, they're starting to see signs of this in Africa where weather is getting cooler. They're going in the opposite direction of us. And that it will, that's how it'll stay alive. And that's the way that the cold, the flu travels too. That it, you know, continues to harbor over what we would call the summer in places that are colder. And then as it gets colder here, better weather for it, you know, it comes back. And that happens every year. It's not anything novel about this virus, but that we can expect it back in the fall, oddly, just in time for the election. Here we go.
What we're starting to see now in the Southern Hemisphere, in Southern Africa, and in the Southern Hemisphere countries, is that we're having cases that are appearing as they go into their winter season. And if, in fact, they have a substantial outbreak, it will be inevitable that we need to be prepared that we'll get a cycle around the second time.
Yeah. You want to know what'll end? Coronavirus is a part of our lives. You want to know what would end it? I mean, it'll still be there. It's never going away. The election of Joe Biden. Yeah, you'd barely hear about it anymore. Guaranteed. It'd be just like swine flu when Obama was in office and 12,900 people died and no one cared. And we had 300,000 hospitalizations and no one cared. Guaranteed. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter writes, shout out to Liberty University for staying open and simply encouraging good hygiene. So far, no cases of Wuhan virus on their campus. Now, the texter writes, the liberal left media needs a recession. When your best candidate is a soundbite goldmine, you have to do something. They want payback on the country that elected Trump anyway. Texter writes, did you just say ruin Obama's economy? LOL. Yeah, that's why Anthony Fauci. I got to cut that audio up for y'all. It's 9 minutes. He's the doctor you see on television all the time. When the market starts to come back up, you see him. He does rapid hits. says something terrible and beats the market back down. It's uncanny, the timing of his interviews. You could tell what he's doing. The guy who wrote all those fawning letters to Hillary Clinton, tell her how awesome she is, that guy. The one who, when swine flu was tearing through the country before it killed 12,900 people here. I'll be shocked, by the way, if the corona toll gets that high. Just looking at the cycle of this thing. 300,000 hospitalizations, 12,900 deaths. Nobody cared. I mean, you heard about it, but it was in the background. Just the appropriate amount of coverage. Texter writes, did you just say ruin Obama's economy? Yeah, they didn't want to ruin Obama's economy. That's why Fauci said, and it makes sense, if you're sick, if you're sickly, if you're elderly, if you're at risk for this kind of thing, you should stay home, self-isolate. Everybody else is fine. I mean, the reason that bars are shut down and restaurants are shut down for in-house dining is because Anthony Fauci decreed it. Where was that during swine flu? Nowhere. Texter writes, as soon as Trump talked about opening things up, Mecklenburg County decided to shut down. Mecklenburg County is, of course, where Charlotte. Coincidence? No. Oh, by the way, I wanted to point this out to you because I was remiss in not pointing it out yesterday. How fake this whole shut the economy down debate is. People freaking out. Oh my gosh, Trump's going to shut, you know, he's going to restart the economy. This, we're going to all going to die. Well, Germany has one of the lowest death rates on earth. I think they actually are the lowest right now. They were a couple days ago. I have to recheck it. They're not shut down. South Korea didn't shut down either. They lose a total of like 80 people. Country of 50 million. You don't have to shut down. Others have done it successfully. There was a very high level of testing in Germany and a very high level of testing in South Korea. However, we have now tested more people in 8 days than South Korea did in 8 weeks. We're doing all the right things here. It's a big country. The death numbers are going to be higher. But you got to look at the rates. It's what you got to do. So, you know, when the problem here is that the media is screaming hysterically, Trump will reopen the economy. It's going to reopen. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be awful. Oh, my God. Well, actually, Trump can't reopen the economy. That's what they're not telling you. How's he going to do that? Wave a magic wand? He can't. What's he going to do when he says on Easter, if he does, if the data bears out? And that's what they're saying. He's not pledging to reopen the economy automatically. They're going to follow the data for 19 days, like 18 days now. Or no, what are we down to, 17? He can't reopen the economy. They're running a terror campaign right now. We're going to see 1 million people die, and all anybody cares about is money. We can't reopen. How's he going to reopen the economy? He can suggest that people go back to work who are healthy. He can suggest that businesses open up. But if liberal governors want to keep the country, their state shut down, he can't do a thing about that. What's he going to do? Send the National Guard in? I mean, I don't even know how that'd work. I mean, no matter what Trump does, roughly a third of the economy will stay shut down because these liberal governors have determined that that's the way it's going to be. All Trump can do is try to save what's left of the economy by suggesting we return to normal life with precautions and hope that will pressure people like Henry McMaster to either leave our economies open, remove the restrictions that are decimating our restaurant industry right now. I don't even know if Henry has any clue what he's done. I'd be surprised. He probably doesn't get out much. And there's not a lot of pressure on him to save businesses because the media literally will not, in this state, will not cover. It is amazing. Will not cover how businesses are failing and struggling. I mean, they've talked about the unemployment for restaurant workers. Yeah, we get that, but they're not covering it. So, I mean, the idea that President Trump's going to kill everybody by reopening the economy, he doesn't have the power to reopen the economy. What is the media talking about? He can only suggest. But ultimately, it's up to the mayors and the governors and the county councils and the city councils. So, I mean, this terror the left is creating by creating the perception that Trump can somehow reopen an economy. No, he can't. That's a state by state thing. But, you know, it sounds good. Well, if this continues much longer, you may not be allowed to go to church. Wait till you hear this coming up. And they're just getting started. Texter writes, hey, Tara, where in the Hades It's not what this texter wrote. Where in the Hades were these idiot lawmakers when my 3-year-old daughter almost died and was in the hospital for 2 weeks from H1N1? They were probably cheering Obama on. Wouldn't want to interrupt his economy for a mere 12,900 deaths, because who cares? I mean, like, folks, after the first 1,000 deaths from swine flu, all it earned on the front page of the New York Times was a caption on a photo with a little note to tell you to go to the back pages to read about it. You can't tell me this is not political. You know, I got a text yesterday from one of my trolls. And I like my trolls. They keep me honest. They make me think. And one of them said, you know, you're just obsessed with Trump. All you talk about is Trump. That's like your whole world. Okay, first of all, this is a political talk show. That's what we do here. It's the mission statement. But you think your whole world is in Trump right now? I mean, you could decide you don't care about politics and that you don't care about Trump. You don't like him, or you do like him, but you don't care. Whatever. Your entire life's about Trump right now. All of it. Like sports? No sports. Like going to church? Good luck with that. Like hanging out at church with your friends from church? Yeah, that's not going to happen. You like to have a barbecue with your friends? Nope, not happening. You're now a homeschool parent if you've got kids. On and on and on. Grocery shopping's become a almost three-hour daily affair in our family. My husband and I split it up, trying to figure out, you got to go to so many places to get your stuff. They have monopolized everything about our lives in a way they have never done before. It is entirely political. So you can take the position, why is everything about Trump to you? Well, I'm here to tell you everything in your life right now is about Trump. You may know it or not know it, but it is. Texture writes, here, it's imperative that South Carolina voters flood McMaster's office with calls and emails. Yes, it is. So here's how you do that. Text gov, G-O-V, gov, to the text line 71307. Now, here's the thing. We're going to give out the phone number. Can't call yet. Obviously, it's not open. I mean, you can, but the voicemail will fill up quickly. It does every time we do this. Something else you need to do, too. McMaster's Facebook page is inundated with leftists screaming and yelling about shutting down the economy. And, you know, we're going to have to do a stay-at-home order. We need to mob his Facebook page, too. So I've put a way for you to do that on my Facebook page. Tara Servatius fan page is pinned to the top. And I've got a link right there to Henry McMaster's Facebook page. So that's something you could do right now, even though the office isn't over. We need to be present on that Facebook page because they are going hysterical on that page. The state newspapers beating him to a pulp to shut down the state. The Greenville News piled on yesterday. And let me tell you what, they are stifling debate about the economy. There's almost no coverage of the economic wreckage. I mean, there was a brief stint where they covered 400% one week, 400% jump in unemployment claims in the state. Can you imagine the bloodbath that's going on that they're barely acknowledging? And they won't acknowledge it because this is political. This is about kneecapping the economy. This is about creating desperation. This is about destroying Trump's economy. That's what this is about. Do not kid yourself. So you are going to be made to participate in this, whether you like it or not. Texter writes, can you tweet contact info for McMaster about not doing the lockdown here in South Carolina? Yeah, I do not have that up on Twitter yet. I will get it up. Texter writes, I love when you read your trolls text. I wish you had a segment at least once a week specifically to address the trolls idiocy. I do. I read at least one of them a show. I try to, sometimes more. Texter writes, we've allowed the destruction of the U.S. economy, over 800 people dead. The media needs to be purged. Well, I'd say I don't want to do that either. That would violate the First Amendment. We need to fight back. Texter writes, more decimated service fields are those that service special needs, child population, early interventionist, speech, OT, ABA therapy, and many health services. Many of the services are private-run companies that are at great risk of bankruptcy. The only ones protected are government, are government-run. It is another move for socialism. The children have all lost their services over this conspiracy. Texter writes, please tell us how to communicate with McMaster. That's textgov, G-O-V, to the text line. I would encourage you to do that, but we really need to be present on his Facebook page because the left is mobbing it right now. Texter writes, All churches are closed in New York City, including world-famous St. Patrick's Cathedral, and only synagogues and mosques are open. Yeah, the left's big dream, their ultimate goal is to shut down churches. They just haven't figured out a way to do it. They thought that was going to be endgame for them, and now there's a way to do it. Do you see what happened in Virginia? I'm not trying to scare you. This is actually already happening. Governor Ralph Northam just closed Virginia churches and made it a crime punishable by up to 12 months in jail and or a $2,500 fine to attend. Wow. Look, I mean, my church is shut down right now voluntarily. If they want to do that, I think that is awesome. Our diocese is shut down. That's cool. We've got masses online, which you can take advantage of. And that's cool if it's by choice. But when you shut down a church, understand what you're doing. Churches are the lifeblood of a community in terms of helping the poor and the needy. I mean, they show up. Now, we have a whole house on our church property that does nothing but hold supplies that people donate for the poor. I mean, you could pull up, you know, and you're like, wow, I'm desperate. I don't have anything to eat tonight. You can pull in the parking lot, knock on the door. They'll give it to you. No questions asked. You can't just shut that down and go, oh, the government rocks. We'll take care of it, because the government isn't taking care of it. Not like churches are. There's no thought right here about what's going on. Coming up next, you're thinking, well, Terry, it's just Virginia. That's just the governor of Virginia shutting down churches and threatening to send you to jail for 12 months for going. That would never happen. It just did happen here in South Carolina. And I'm telling you what, they want to make it statewide. And here's Jeff in Greenwood on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Tara. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
The whole idea that Rahm Emanuel slipped out a few years ago about a crisis going to waste, I think all the politicians, whether they agree, you know, whether they'd be willing to admit it or not, I think they agree with it. You know, I get the whole health and safety aspect of this coronavirus, but I think this whole thing is a political experiment, and they're trying to see what they can get away with as far as states' rights, governors versus the president, and I think they're pushing to see what all they can get away with without the public totally flipping out and having riots in the streets. But I really think they're using this as a political experiment about, you know, if we ever had to flip the switch and the government took over and said, hey, all right, we're in trouble, because it really happened fast. If you think back when we first started hearing about the corona stuff, and then boom, you know, schools were closed overnight, state lines were shut, you know, everything happened pretty quickly.
Yep.
And it was kind of weird, you know, in this country for stuff like that to happen. But
it's surreal, Jeff. It's surreal. It is.
I'm not a big conspiracy nut, but I think there's more to this than we maybe will ever know.
I don't disagree with you. I don't.
It's kind of scary in a way, how quickly things happened. And never really seen it like that before. Not all the different levels that's going on right now with the schools and the malls and the restaurants. And it's really all levels of our society. You know, they're just kind of testing the waters, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah, and it's scary what we're letting them get away with. Listen to that. Thank you, Jeff, for your phone call. Listen to this. I just told you how, in the last segment, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has just officially closed Virginia churches, made it a crime punishable by up to 12 months in jail or a $2,500 fine. I mean, this is anti-American. It's the kind of thing you look at and go, well, that never happened in South Carolina. It just did. And I'm telling you what, if they have a stay in place, if we have a stay in place order from our governor, who's currently being mobbed by the left to do this, he's under tremendous pressure to shut down the economy. And you know what? I'm not even going to describe it in terms they do. Oh, stay at home. We need to stay. No, we need it. What you're talking about is a shut down the economy order. Let's debate it for what it is. Do you know what just happened in Gaffney? Did you see what they just did? The city council and county council there? They just shut down churches, basically. They're well on their way. It's not as outrageous as Ralph Northam's, but listen to what happens to you there. No gatherings of 10 or more. They specifically spell out in this ordinance that came out of Gaffney from the Gaffney City Council, houses of worship are included. Let me read it to you. Effective immediately, all indoor and outdoor public gatherings of individuals or community events, including but not limited to establishments such as movie theaters, live performance venues, bowling alleys, arcades, gyms and fitness centers, bingo halls, and all houses of worship shall not exceed 10 persons. They just outlawed worship services. Whoa. The city's ordinance does not apply to medical facilities, pharmacies, and grocery stores. Now, can you imagine where we are in this country right now? If I had told you 6 weeks ago, oh yeah, we're going to start outlawing worship services. Fine of up to $500, 30 days in jail. You'd think I was nuts. But here we are. Gaffney. And left's going wild. They are going wild on the governor. Man, they see churches shut down. You ever seen a dog get excited, run in circles, chasing its tail? It's so excited. That's the left right now. We could shut churches down. We could end capitalism. Oh my God, they can't help. They can't help themselves. They are giddy. The irony of this, folks, the gross irony of this is at the time that this passed on Monday, there was not one single reported case of the virus in Cherokee County, where Gaffney is. Here in South Carolina. So they're keeping this real. They're shutting down the churches. Shutting down church services. Now, I've got nothing wrong with churches deciding to do that themselves. I think that's fine. My church has. I mean, we go to church online now. Awesome. That's their prerogative. But for the politicians to tell us we cannot gather to worship, that is the most fundamental of rights. And I'm sorry, if we were, Trump said this the other day, if we were looking at a Spanish flu, like 1918, 50% death rate, I could maybe give them a little more credit. Say, look, the panic's driving this, they mean well. This isn't that. It's not that. And that's why they've stopped talking about death rates, because they were wrong about death rates. Love to know what you think about this, especially if you disagree too. Now, I want to shut down all the churches, and I think Henry McMaster should shut the state down too, and to heck with the economy. By the way, have you noticed we're making these decisions about shutting down statewide economies, and in some cases, citywide economies, countywide economies, with no economic analysis, no cost benefit of any kind, no education, journalism, reporting on, okay, this, all right, we're going to do it, but this is what it will cost the average person. This is the level of devastation we're signing up for. There is none of that. It's being tamped down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.